This goes to Brian Thwaites, THWAITESPAC, fax 989-291-5359, regarding Frederick, F-R-E-D-R-I-C-K, Chubb, C-H-U-B-B, like boy. Date of birth, April 27th, 1941. Dear Brian, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Chubb with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and a diabetic nephropathy. His last visit was January 16th of this year. He reports that he has felt well. He does have a Freestyle Libre, L-I-B-R-E, monitor on, and he's been checking blood sugar very regularly. It often alarms for low blood sugars, and then he has to eat more glucose. It's happened in the middle of the night, and he's woken up confused, and that's why he's wearing the Freestyle Libre monitor. But the blood sugar doesn't go very high, and the blood sugar does drop after he eats a meal with high carbohydrate content. His wife does accompany him to the visit. Otherwise, he's having no concerns, no chest pain or palpitations. He has dyspnea on exertion that is stable, none at rest, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no edema, and he has gained 4 pounds since his last visit. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. Metoprolol is 50 milligram once daily. His wife believes his Actos 30 milligram is now 15 milligram once a day due to the low blood sugar problems. And I also want to highlight lisinopril 5 milligram once daily in addition to other routine medications. Physical exam, weight 214 pounds, pulse 62, oxygen saturation is 94% on room air, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130/60. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular. Abdomen is soft and without ascites, no tenderness. And he has minimal ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 20th of 2023. Creatinine is 1.6. His estimated GFR is 44. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium 9.0. Albumin 3.9, phosphorus 2.8, hemoglobin 14.7, with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. Stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine level with mild fluctuations, no uremic symptoms, and no indication for dialysis. Hypertension is well controlled. And three, type 2 diabetes with frequent hypoglycemic episodes. Perhaps the patient should be referred for diabetic nutritional class with his wife so they could both learn a little bit more about portion control, carbohydrate content in food and protein sources that the patient actually likes that he could use. He will continue to have lab studies done for us every 3 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.